You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Suicide prevention group Life Matters is calling for an urgent inquiry into the mental health sector, which many have described as chronically underfunded. What are your thoughts on this?
What we heard at the Select Committee today was consistent with what we've heard from a range of organizations, people working in the sector, people trying to access help, and that is that mental health services are at a breaking point in New Zealand. We need a nationwide inquiry. We need to reinstate the Mental Health Commission, which National got rid of when they first came into power. And we need to systematically review funding for mental health.
And so why is the mental health sector so neglected when it seems to be something that New Zealanders are crying out for?
There are a few reasons why mental health has been underfunded. I think one of them is there's no national health target related to mental health, really, other than, and even the ones that do exist in terms of how soon people should be seen for appointments, those aren't being met. And I think the other reason is simply that once we got rid of the Mental Health Commission, there's a lack of data and there's an unwillingness, I suppose, to substantially increase funding to meet the rising demand out there in the community.
Do you think the government will address this funding issue and the issues associated with the mental health sector in the upcoming budget?
We would love to see increased funding for mental health in the budget. I think there will be a little, but I doubt it will be enough to make a difference against the increased demand in just the years of underfunding. So what we really need is additional funding, probably more than what we'll get in the budget, and also an independent nationwide inquiry.
Just going back to funding, you've said in the past that there is a $1.7 billion funding hole in the sector. If the Greens are elected this September, how would you try and fill that hole?
With the Labour Party, we released the budget responsibility rules. We're campaigning to change the government, and in those guidelines for spending, we stated upfront that we would increase the amount and, well, restore funding to health and education from the surplus, and that we wouldn't try to artificially generate a surplus by cutting critical public health spending.
And do you have any idea of where you will put that money? Because obviously there are a lot of facets to the mental health and there are a lot of sections of the mental health system that need extra support.
We would like to see a big focus on increasing resources for primary care and community care so that people can get the preventative help that they need so it doesn't get to a crisis point. Of course, we need to increase the number of beds that are available in acute care, but if we invest a lot of money up front in preventative services like counseling, make it easier for people to get the help they need early on, then we can avoid people needing to be hospitalized.
There's been a lot of talk about helping the vulnerable New Zealanders, but there's also quite a large gap in the nurses, and there's been quite a lot of talk about how a lot of nurses actually aren't getting support for themselves and getting support for, or being offered support for what they're seeing and what they have to deal with. Do you have any plans to add kind of additional funding into supporting nurses and what they're struggling with?
One of the most important things to support mental health care workers, including nurses, is to ensure that there are enough nurses available so they aren't rostered on for extreme lengths of time. I think one of the reasons they're really suffering right now is because many mental health wards are short-staffed, and this is due to the funding crunch. So if we can increase the resources that are available, ensure that mental health support workers are working reasonable hours, getting the support they need, I think we can make a huge improvement to their quality of life and to the service that is delivered to their patients.
Around, up to
8,000 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.